Welcome, everybody, to Live with Dr. Carolyn Dean. Carolyn is amazing. She's a doctor, she's a naturopath, she's an herbalist, she's an acupuncturist. She's going to tell you exactly what she would do if she were in your shoes. I can't think of a person who has devoted more time to helping people's health than Dr. Carolyn Dean. She can make a huge difference as you listen to her words of wisdom. We know she's ahead of time because she is the doctor of the future. Welcome, Dr. Carolyn Dean.
Woohoo! I'm so excited to be here, but we've got so many serious things to talk about, Ginny. Let's have something sweet to start with. Okay. Let's have a sweet testimonial.
A sweet testimonial. Okay, this is just going to tickle you, Carolyn. And I hope the rest of the audience just loves it too. So there's a very famous podcast circulating. It's by a guy by the name of Gary Brecka. And Gary Brecka was able to influence this guy named Dana Wright, who's in charge of this big sports organization called the UFC, to go on a keto diet. And the other thing that this Dana Wright was battling were a lot of health issues. Well, this podcast gets a lot of coverage, and my next door neighbors even ended up telling me about it and asking me a bunch of questions about it. So I said, look, I got to see this thing for myself. So I see it and I send it to Carolyn and I'm like, oh my God, look at what this guy is talking about. He's talking about how to methylate with Remag and Realign. He's just not saying our products, but that's what our products do. They are enzyme methylators. I mean, it's just incredible what our products do. So we got all excited. And Carolyn also wrote a blog on methylation. If you haven't read it, it's very good. So I get this text from a customer of ours who's been with us for 9 years, and he's just a complete and total loved one. I've, you know, coached him for a long time, and he texts me this thing, and he says, Ginny, he says, I did the 10X health gene testing. Now that's what Gary Brecka has. By the way, Gary Brecka used to be an insurance guy for 20 years, and somehow he's transformed himself into this in the health space to some expert, and he's got this testing kit that he gets people to buy, and then he sells them supplements. So he says, and based on, and of course he says, of course I have the MTHFR gene, which Carolyn, you've heard her talk about many times. And she's, they said, based on their recommendations, I'm already getting all the nutrients I need for the past 8 years from RNA Reset. And he's got all these little exclamation points. And he said, the Remite minerals, the magnesium, the zinc, and everything in the Realign. He said, even quadrifolate, which is a special proprietary formula that we have to buy from that company in order to get the right kind of folate, not folic acid, but folate for Realign. And I said, so you got bit by the Gary Brecka methylation bug, but I'm glad you found out this time. You've been just so well served by our products. So he says, so funny that this whole spiel is exactly what you guys do. And I found you 9 years ago, and I just feel so grateful and fortunate. And I said, yes, I said, it's just it's so great. And I said, if Carolyn would put Dana Wright on a keto diet, we'd have probably the same craziness going on over here. And this is what he said, though, that was so interesting. He said, it's all marketing though, right? And I said, correct. It's all marketing, except when you're Carolyn. And when you're Carolyn, it's all natural medicine. Carolyn's not a marketer. She's a doctor. And he was like, yeah, Yeah, that's right. And it was just so sweet. He got it. And, a lot of these people in the quote unquote hell space are creating problems. Like Carolyn said a couple weeks ago, they're creating problems so they can solve them with supplements like methylation. Well, methylation is a problem for some people, but it's already been solved time and time again with REMAG, REMITE, and REALIGN. So it's just really interesting to see that this is why our customers are healthy. This is why we are so ahead of the curve. And this is why you're ahead of the curve. You're ahead of the curve. Because these things that come out, these trendy, fatty things that some guy makes famous, and everybody worries and goes through FOMO, fear of missing out, and they think they're missing something. But actually, you're not missing anything. You're in great shape because of what Carolyn's created for everybody.
Yay. Yeah,
Mwahaha!
well said, Jenny. Yes, we maybe don't say it enough. We try to make it simple. I started simplifying things back in 2008 when people were in the middle of the last economic crash and they had to go back to work and take on an extra job, and they didn't want to, they just wanted results. They wanted products. They didn't want me to be talking to them and telling them what to do, but they wanted to be able to take things that worked. So all I've done is taken my 50 years of information research on lifestyle and then medicine and then naturopathic medicine and then every fad that came along and put it to work in our formulations. You can't throw any thing at us without us being able to say, oh yeah, we got that covered. But what's happened now with the internet is people get brain, well, I don't know, brainwashed or marketed to death that, oh, you have to have the 23andMe test or whatever Gary Brick is doing with his testing, which is a genetic testing. I don't want anybody else to own my genes because that's going to be a big problem in the future. So people think they have to go and get all this testing to be told that they should be taking our formulas, basically. Because when they give you formulas, most of them are going to be synthetic. None of them are going to be picometer stabilized ions of minerals because we have the worldwide exclusive on these formulas and putting Remite together, seriously, to get 12 minerals stabilized as ions, make them, play nicely together, put them in a formula that you can take every day. Yeah, I'm guilty of making it too simple. Bob would tell me all the time because, we'd have friends and I'd have patients who'd look at what I did and they'd go off to do some nutrition course or even try to get into med school and say, well, that looks easy. And then they'd come up against, a reality check. And, I've just been fortunate to be able to put it all together, partly with my own conditions, my yeast overgrowth. So I worked through that and created the FloraRevive and matched it up with Pico Silver and the magnesium deficiency. I mean, that's huge when you consider that 80% of known metabolic functions require magnesium. If you go to some protocol that gives you magnesium oxide or tries to market you on the magnesium L-threonate, where a capsule has what, 44 milligrams of magnesium, and we're telling people they need at least 600, and to treat conditions, you might need 900 or 1200. I need 1200 milligrams of magnesium. So our biggest challenge is to say to our customers, when they phone customer service, which we love them to do, we have to say you aren't taking enough. Some of the questions that I'll get to right now, Jenny, kind of show that, the problem where people, well, I'm taking 2 teaspoons, but that's sort of upsetting my stomach, which means they're having a bit of laxative effect. And we have an FAQ on that. You take your psyllium seed, you're sipping it through the day, or you take it with, more with food so that you're not overwhelming yourself. We have we have answers for everything. And I don't know how else to say it to people. And our regular listeners, people on the call right now, if you have friends and family who say, "Well, you didn't work with me," you say, "You have to phone customer service, because this is the only, these are the only formulas. This is the only protocol that really covers everything and is natural and is absorbed. Everything else is, a bunch of smoke and mirrors that certainly it helps us. Seriously, even magnesium oxide that's 4% absorbed, it will help you, but it won't, quote, cure magnesium deficiency, and you'll still have symptoms. So that's what I have to say about that.
Yeah, it's just so, you know what, Corinne, one of our customer service reps wrote in on the chat line on YouTube. She said, people have a hard time believing it's so simple.
Oh, wow.
It's true.
Wow. Or that they have to spend money. I mean, I have friends who will say to me, "Oh, I'm going to go to this nutritionist. Yeah, I haven't been taking the formulas for a few months, but I'm going to get some tests and they're going to put me on this and that." And I'm starting to get mad at them. It's like you've got the answers right in your cupboard and you're running off to somebody else because because maybe these people are, whatever in the media doing these super duper protocols. It doesn't have to be a super duper expensive protocol. It just has to be right.
Yeah, absolutely. It has to be biologically accurate, as you've said so many times.
Yeah.
And that's what's so great about our formulas. They are biologically accurate, they are biologically appropriate, they are carefully constructed, and they are just beautifully, wonderfully effective. So,
And
yeah.
then there's other ways of we fine-tune things. Oh, my grandmother is in some sort of not hospice, but even in hospice, my elderly relative is in a nursing home. I say, do they put hand cream, skin cream, body cream on this person, because they have to keep their skin hydrated, so they use creams. I said substitute Remag lotion for the hand cream and they will start perking up. You can do that. We who was shoot who was our customer who did that for her mother's rheumatoid arthritis? Her mother
Oh
wouldn't take
yeah, it was from Bob's
Texas.
show, Susanna.
Susanna, yeah, her mother had rheumatoid arthritis, and Susanna tried to get her to take her formulas. No, I can't be. I'm taking these drugs, but rheumatoid arthritis, nothing's going to help. So she put the Remag lotion in her hand cream bottle, and then after a while, even her swollen joints, rheumatoid arthritis, swollen joints started to go down. And after a while, she said, "What's going on here?" So Susanna told her, so she started t taking more of the formulas because she had evidence that they were working, and she got rid of her rheumatoid factor. Her doctor couldn't believe it. So that's enough said. Buy all your presents from here on in have got to be our formulas. You have got to save the lives of your friends and family. That's all I have to say. So the first question, Melody Rose sent in three questions from people, and Melody Rose wondered if this was too medical, but it's about AFib, so we should get to it. And this person, what's her name? Kelly says, "I am gratefully on your Remag and Remite products. I was told in September at my yearly physical that I'm in continuous AFib. It was quite a shock. I do have a few questions. I don't regularly eat sugar or gluten, but I do eat ALDIS, ALDIS, 85% dark chocolate. One 25-gram bar has 3 grams of sugar. This is the only caffeine I get, but maybe it's too much. I would eat one and 3 bars a day. I mean, it's hard to say when someone says that and you're just getting a little bit of history, but she says, I'll give it up if that's best. It may be best, but I think what people have to do about AFib is make sure they're taking about 3 teaspoons of Remag. Now, she says, I'm trying hard to reach 2 teaspoons of Remag and Remite a day, with bowels being somewhat of a challenge. So Kelly has to phone up customer service and ask for our, I don't know what we call it, our laxative protocol. Psyllium seed powder can help bind up. You make sure you sip your minerals throughout the day. And you also make sure you're taking potassium for or any sort of arrhythmia. The pico potassium is definitely important. And she says, it seems I need to make an appointment with an electrophysiologist because of tiredness and lightheadedness. She's on Eliquis, the blood thinner, and she has a mitral valve prolapse in her left atrium. Now, mitral valve prolapse is a clear indication of magnesium deficiency. So the 3 teaspoons is what I would be taking. And she's being told about certain surgical procedures that she doesn't want. But you know, if they're going to help, then I don't recommend against surgical procedures, of course. I'd rather it be magnesium and the Lord strengthening and correcting my heart. So it's magnesium and picopotassium, and also vitamin C for the heart, the essential fatty acids, the omega-3s, very, very important. But go to our heart health book. So I've written this book. If you're a member, you can get it for free, Heart Health. It's got this name, what's the name? Heart Health for tachycardia, angina, atherosclerosis, high cholesterol, hypertension, and atrial fibrillation. So I don't pull any punches. And then I have a list in what chapter is it? I have a list of 33 causes or triggers for atrial fibrillation. And I mean, it sounds like overload, but if there's something that's triggering you and you don't know it, and let me just quickly race through these 33 triggers. Air pollution, alcohol, calcium, coronary artery disease, dehydration, dental infections, diabetes, electrolyte imbalance, gas, bloating, hiatus hernia, gluten and glutamate sensitivity, heart attack, abnormal heart valves, high blood pressure, heart structural changes, the holidays, hypoglycemia, infections, inflammation, lung disease, medications, intense physical activity, obesity, potassium deficiency, exposure to stimulants, sick sinus syndrome, sleep apnea, stress that leads to anxiety and panic attacks, surgical procedures, high sugar diet, overactive thyroid, travel, vitamin D deficiency, and yeast overgrowth. Now, it's not meant to be overwhelming, but there's so many things there that you can take care of. Vitamin D. Have you had your vitamin D levels checked so that you can take vitamin D to support your heart? So it's like an experiment with all these possibilities. And that's where you talk to customer service and get it sorted. So that's what I'd say to Kelly. Number two, let me turn off my phone. I've got people dinging to me. Do antibiotics lower levels of minerals in the body, especially magnesium and potassium? So I say, well, ciprofloxacin does because it's a fluoride drug, and all drugs can lower magnesium because magnesium is working in the detoxification pathways. And the more you have to detoxify, the more you use up magnesium. So then it's Carol. She says, I have recently found out I have a very uncommon bacteria in my body, and I will need to take antibiotics for an extended period of time. I've gone to this doctor for 11 years, and this is the first time he has wanted me to take any drug. He practices functional integrative medicine. Now, what I'd say to Carol is, I would ask this doctor to look at our Pico Silver as an alternative. Many doctors are using Pico Silver as the best natural antibiotic. It's better than colloidal silvers that are on the market. And also, you'll need to take Fluorevive along with the Pico Silver to keep yeast under control with the yeast overgrowth side effects of the antibiotics you've been taking. And you know what antibiotics are going to do is kill everything. So it's a tricky situation. But you know, 4 to 6 teaspoons of Pico Silver can be incredibly effective for bacteria, and they don't interfere with the good bacteria. Personally, I would be doing Pico Silver in our small little nebulizer. You can get a handheld, gentle, what would I say? Not noisy. What's the opposite of not quiet? A quiet nebulizer. I got this nebulizer that sounds like an outboard motor, for Pete's sakes. And finally, Ginny told me, oh, there's a quiet handheld one you can get, and you put Pico Silver in there straight. It's got no preservative in it. It's just straight Pico Silver. You don't have to dilute it, and you inhale the Pico Silver. I inhale through my nose and then and exhale through my mouth, because so many infections start in the sinuses, and they can be in the lungs as well. I mean, that's how we get bacteria and viruses, is we inhale them. So if I were dealing with uncommon bacteria, I'd be taking oral Pico Silver and nebulized. And then Carol can keep in touch with customer service about that. So the third question is about oxalates. And she's saying, I'm trying to follow a low oxalate diet. I'm on the magnesium miracle plan. She says, all except for the barley powder. So I guess she means the RNA drops. And I'm hoping that you will discuss if and how one can have more oxalate solubility with this plan. I was eating a great deal of superfoods, and a lot of superfoods are high in oxalates. So she said she's made dietary changes to clear out the decades of buildup that I've stored within me. Now, I mean, the body's always dumping and cleaning and detoxifying, but I guess this person, Camilla, thinks that oxalates might be a problem. I don't know if she's saying she has any oxalate problems or just found out about oxalates because it's like a hot topic now. But the thing about oxalates is, they're part of our diet, and some things ha are high in oxalates. And I won't go into them because, once again, if people are eating oxalates and they're on our protocol, then the magnesium is binding their oxalates and taking them out. And the B6, which is another nutrient that helps convert the oxalates to a safer substance, you get that in your real line. Fish oil supplements do something beneficial to get rid of oxalates. You're on your omega-3 algae, A plus E. Probiotics help deal with oxalates. What are you on? Fluorevive, which has probiotics and prebiotics. So you're covered. You are covered. And yes, you can. I went through this when I read one of the hot new oxalate books, because I was eating a lot of chocolate and a couple of other things I had that were high in oxalate. So yeah, you look at that, but then you look at what that helps overcome oxalates, and you're on everything. If you're on your Remag, your Reline, your fish oil supplements, your Flora Revive, and Remag probably has something to do with oxalates as well. Isn't that cool? What's your name? Oh yeah, Ginny. That's what Bob does all the time. He totally does that all the time. I thought I'd do it to you. But
Oh,
isn't
that's
that
so funny.
cool? You bring up a topic and boom, we've got the answers.
That's funny. That's
Yeah.
funny. Yeah.
And next is a public service announcement. And this comes out of F Florida. Our fantastic state surgeon general, Dr. Joseph L Latipo. I mean, he's been on the news ever since he was whatever inaugurated there a couple years ago, because he was concerned about the overdiagnosis of COVID and the treatment of COVID, that not including natural substances. So now he's come out December 6, 2023. He sent a letter to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, and the CDC regarding questions pertaining to the safety of the COVID jabs, which are seen now to contain billions of DNA fragments per dose of the Pfizer and Moderna jabs. DNA. They told us they didn't have genetic material like that. So he's looking for answers. He outlined concerns regarding these nucleic acid contaminants. And I mean, this has been with us forever with vaccines. I've never seen a official come out with this. He's identifying simian virus 40, SV40, in these vaccines. And I've known about that for 30 or 40 years. It's still in there. It's a promoter enhancer of, I guess, stimulating the immune system. But you can look up Lapido, and see what he has to say. It's pretty intense. So I think continuing this article, December 14th, 2023, the FDA provided a written response that provided no evidence about what Pfizer has had to declare, and they're acting like it's not a problem. So it's a real concern, and some countries have stopped shots altogether, whereas apparently the CDC is recommending it to children. Is it from age 6 months and up? They recommend everybody to have COVID vaccines. They put it on the adult vaccine schedule, the children's vaccine schedule. So just be aware. And the next topic, the Alliance of Natural Health, they're saying they have grave concerns about the suppression of supplements. So I'm going to turn on my email and send this URL to Melody Rose to put up. It's the Alliance for Natural Health. They really are the primo investigators and activists about natural medicine and how it's being suppressed. They're on top of how homeopathy is being suppressed. The eye drops that I've used for years, Simulazin eye drops that I've recommended, they've been taken off the market now because the FDA is saying, oh, they could be dangerous. It's incredible. So what the Alliance of Natural Health says is one of the biggest threats to your supplement access that we've discussed over the years is the proposed disastrous new dietary ingredient guidance from the FDA. The bottom line is that if it becomes final in its current form, experts have estimated we could lose access to over 41,000 dietary supplement products. Not only that, but it will make innovation in the supplement sector more burdensome and difficult, so it will be harder for companies to deliver us better quality supplements at affordable prices. Now, this is what I've talked about since 2005 when I was going to the Codex Alimentarius meetings in Europe and finding out that they were trying to make dietary supplements of a very low dose and synthetic and such that they would not interfere with drug prescriptions. So make them as low dose as possible. And that's where I decided I better find the best absorption for vitamins and minerals so that I could keep them low dose. I mean, you've seen Realign and how it's mainly just the RDAs, but being a food source of the B vitamins, then the body's going to want them. And the same with the minerals. They're all low dose, but because they're picometer stabilized ions, they'll be absorbed. So that's the other fail-safe that I'm working with here with our formulas, that when they put out these new guidelines, and they will, no one's stopping them. You know, there's no public outcry. It's just hidden in the din, the DIN of in the chaos. So this will go through and 41,000 dietary supplements will be off the market, but not ours. I have the fail safe. What do you think of that, Ginny?
Yeah, I think it's wonderful. I think it's very good for all of our customers who rely on these formulas, that we are tucked in underneath Carolyn's wing.
Yeah, because what's going to happen when these guidelines come out and these small companies just won't be able to comply and they'll quit? Or that no, they'll be bought up by big pharma. They'll be bought up by drug companies because the drug companies, Clorox, Nestle, and the drug companies have bought up a lot of the good supplements already. It's horrifying, actually. I have article here. Ginny, if you want to stop me for questions, go ahead. What have you
Yeah,
got
let's
there?
do a couple questions, okay?
Yeah.
And one thing we have to do is we have to thank tonight's sponsor of the Dr. Carolyn Dean Live Show, who is Shelley Rosen. Our most wonderful Shelley Rosen has invited at least five or six people to be here on the show tonight and to listen for the first time. So we welcome all new listeners. Thank you, Shelley, for your devotion. She loves Dr. Dean, and
Oh,
she's been
wonderful.
a tremendous advocate for us all the time. So thank you so much. And of course, all our wonderful people are here. And Stephanie said early on in the show that she just knows that Remite has been such an important formula. She said it's indispensable. I am newly 55 and I have zero symptoms of menopause. I keep trying to convince all my friends and family it's their answer too. So we've got such great people who are advocates of our products, and I know, super, I mean, so many. So we're just so grateful. So thank you for everybody. It's wonderful. Gwen's asking, can you take two Realign at the same time, or do you divide the morning and afternoon? And also, can you take the C together or separately? And that's the whole C.
I think you can take them together, the two Realign. I'm actually taking three, sometimes even four Realign just for all the toxicity and the stress and everything. The B vitamins, you know, the body can store them. If you take them every day, then you're getting your Bs and the body's happy for that. It's the minerals that you have to sort of space out throughout the day, because especially with the Remag, you don't want to overload yourself and then lose that extra magnesium that doesn't get to the cells, you'd lose it out through the kidneys or through the bowels.
We got a great thank you for that. We got a great little shout out too from Peter, our wonderful Peter Glasgow, who's in Scotland. And of course, he buys his products, Remag and Remite and the others, Realign, from Botanica Health and Sport in the UK. And he's the one who always like to say, if you're not Scottish, you're crap. I do want to give a shout out too to our global partners. We are definitely a global consumer brand. We're in every country except Latin America, and we're heading that way soon. And we have such great distributors all over the world who are devoted to these formulas, just like we are here in the United States. So thank you, Peter, for just giving Botanica a shout out. And pretty soon you'll be able to go to our website and see our global partners and be able to refer your friends and family in different parts of the world to them. But in the meantime, if you do have somebody living in a different part of the world, we just had that with Bob, Carolyn's husband, a good person he knows in Germany. And so we referred him to our German distributor. So we're all over the world, everybody. So, please keep that in mind. Okay, and let's see what else. I think that's probably, we've got our very good barber here tonight, but we've got all the heavy hitters here tonight. Thanks everybody for climbing in on the show. That's fantastic. I think we're caught up with the questions, Carolyn. Let's proceed.
Yes, very good. Well, Stephanie mentioning her zero symptoms in menopause, then I should jump to our blog of the day. Now, where is it? It's called Four Hormones of the Apocalypse. So this is how we look at the hormones. In order to see this blog, you can go to drcarolyndean.com. So at the very bottom, we keep a number of blogs at the bottom, and then they jump into the archives, and you can follow them there. But this is at the top of the list. Four hormones of the apocalypse. And I start with minerals play a huge part in the rehabilitation of the major hormone systems in the body, adrenals, thyroid, and sex hormones. And I start out by saying I've always referred to them as a three-legged stool. When one of the legs of the stool is shortened, it undeniably affects the others. This can be seen in blood testing when cortisol levels go up with stress. Thyroid hormone levels go down. But then I started reconsidering the triad, because I added insulin. In the fall of 2017, I began experimenting with the ketogenic diet, the main premise of which is to curb carbs to the extent that insulin is not called into play. Diabetologists all know that insulin causes weight gain, but it took a few doctors with common sense to theorize that if you restrict carbs, you lower insulin and lower your weight. So, insulin is very important, but we keep it working too hard when we're eating three meals a day and three snacks. We keep the insulin overworked. And then the insulin, if it doesn't immediately put all that food into cells, the insulin will direct that food to your fat cells, and then you gain weight. So that's just briefly a little bit about insulin. Then there's the adrenals. And the thing I want to mention about the adrenals is allopathic medicine does not think adrenal fatigue exists. They actually wait for your organs to collapse. And then with the adrenals, if it gets to the point of Addison's disease, where your adrenals are totally non-functioning, they give you prednisone. And so what we do with our Remag, Remite, vitamin C, and the B vitamins is, and sodium chloride salt, sea salt is what we use. We support the adrenals so they don't collapse. So that's the this myth of adrenal fatigue that is being touted in so-called scientific journals. They actually have an article called "The Myth of Adrenal Fatigue." It's very sad. So something will become popular in alternative medicine cycles or circles, and then allopathic medicine had to come in and slam it down. And then vitamin C is actually very important for the adrenal as well. I talk about lying down therapy for the adrenals, where, it's a lot of times women who are trying to do it all, multitasking with trying to be a mom and a wife and a professional, and they just get burnt out and they try to power through their fatigue, whereas what they need is to rest and to take our formulas. The first sign of magnesium deficiency is often fatigue. Then there's the thyroid. And now the thyroid is it's very important to look at the thyroid. It's the creates the metabolic temperature of the body, let's say. And if your hands and feet are cold, that can be your thyroid. And what we do with supporting the thyroid is our Remite. There are nine minerals in the 12 mineral Remite formula, and I mentioned it earlier. This is a revolutionary formula because it's 12 minerals that have been stabilized as ions in picometer size so they can just jump into cells and get to work. And we've proven the proven this picometer capacity of our minerals in one of the Purdue studies that we funded. They will shine a light through REMAG, our picometer REMAG. They'll shine a light through the clear liquid and not bump into any solid particles, which means it's in smaller size than can be seen through this laser light. So we know what we've got, and we know that they're stable for years and years. So these nine minerals necessary for the creation, conversion, activation, and transportation of thyroid hormones is how I put it. And when I started taking the Remite in our research stages, after about 6 weeks, I was able to get off my armor thyroid. And even on my armor thyroid, my hands and feet were cold, but not anymore, not anymore at all. And then there's the ovaries, and the ovaries are supported by minerals and the proper functioning of the thyroid and adrenals. And what I say there is you can wake up your DHEA receptors with magnesium lotion on your skin. It stimulates the production of hormones, including the sex hormones, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. And we've had clients and customers tell us that when they started taking picometer minerals, even their bioidentical hormone prescriptions started working better. And then some of them just are able to get off it. And the whole business of magnesium in menopause is so important. We had a reader of our blogs say that in her research, she found that most of the 34 symptoms of menopause are actually identical to symptoms of magnesium deficiency. So that's the overview of the article. Actually, I end with saying that when women of menopausal age are prescribed calcium and no magnesium, their menopausal symptoms can become worse. And then with that calcium, you become calcified. And the unabsorbed calcium is deposited in soft tissues in the body, including in the breasts, that then causes breast tissue calcification that can be misidentified. And overdiagnosed as precancerous. So that it's a good overview on drcarolyndean.com. Anything you'd like to add to that, Ginny, or any comments on the chat?
A couple questions on the chat, but no comments on the blog in particular. But it is a very good read, Carolyn.
Yep. Okay, the questions, go ahead.
One of the questions that I missed for earlier was, what do you recommend for shingles, to lessen their impact or to make them go away?
All right. You're going to be spraying on Pico Silver every hour. I think that's been the best thing that's come up through customer service, but have you heard anything else through customer service, Jenny?
Well, one of the things that our customers are saying on the chat line is that mixing Remag in with castor oil on the scabbing from shingles alleviated her symptoms. And then Karen Hampton is basically saying vitamin C, lysine, olive leaf, and the homeopathic remedy hypercum.
Hypericum.
Hypericum for the pain relief. That's
Yeah.
Karen Hampton's recommendation.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't get, jump there until using the Pico Silver, the Remag. And orally, you're going to increase all your nutrients for the anti-inflammatory effect. But it's a reactivation of a chickenpox virus. So you want an antiviral effect, which is your Pico Silver. But yes, all these nutrients can be helpful. Lysine, people use that for herpes. We have extra lysine in our restructure to that end, because we know people are affected by viruses. So you would be taking your restructure and getting your lysine that way, of course. So yes, very good. What else?
Another question that we got is my son is having a wisdom tooth extracted that has a cavity in it. The tooth is close to a nerve. Do you suggest anything in particular to help his recovery?
Yes, what you do is, if you can, with the dentist, get them to syringe in some Pico Silver in the area. I don't know if they stitch up a wisdom tooth removal site. Sometimes they have to. So if they can flood the wound with Pico Silver, that would be incredible. And then after the removal, mix half Pico Silver and half Remag to flush the area, and the Remag will help if the nerve has been irritated, and the Pico Silver will help the wound healing. So, and of course, vitamin C, be taking the ascorbic acid, berry powder, and the whole C as well, whole C capsules. I could say take everything, because everything is going to help. But I'll just focus on those specific things.
Very good. Thank you. What are your thoughts? This is from Jeffrey. What are your thoughts about cruciferous vegetables when you're hypothyroid?
Yes, I've had people, cruciferous vegetables, or the cabbage, broccoli, what, it's a whole list of it. I mean, it's so funny. I see people buying all these at our market and our farm store, and I see people buying high oxalate, like sorrel. Sorrel is so high oxalates, and I keep seeing this guy coming, and he has a bit of a tremor, and I think, oh my gosh, I think he's over oxalated, because all he does is buy sorrel. But anyway, cruciferous, we know they are, healthy antioxidants and all the rest of it, but they are goitrogens. They have substances in them that can block thyroid function. And I've had clients who've told me over the years that when they started eating a lot of cruciferous, their thyroid get a bit blocked. So goitrogen is a substance that interferes with thyroid hormone synthesis, typically by blocking iodine uptake by the thyroid gland. And the cruciferous vegetables are cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, kale, turnips, arugula. Oh my gosh, I love arugula. But the thing of it is, I eat all these things and I take my Remite and my thyroid is just fine. But if someone's diagnosed with hypothyroid already, then yes, you would avoid those, take your Remite, get your thyroid levels up, and then you can enjoy these foods. Now, let's just look. We'll ask this. Are cruciferous vegetable goitrogens modified with cooking? Because that's the whole thing about this whole was it the lectin business of Gundry, that he's going on and on about these lectins. I get leptins and lectins mixed up, but I think it's lectins. But if you cook lectin foods, it gets rid of the lectins. So I just don't like, how he's made everybody scared of foods once again. Okay, so what somebody's saying, if you have an underactive thyroid or iodine deficiency, you should avoid juicing cruciferous vegetables. So it's in that raw function now, because I'm asking about cooking. So you should also be sure to cook cruciferous vegetables if you have hypothyroidism. Cooking them lessens their goitrogenic properties. It reduces the effect of goitrogens on the thyroid, so they don't cause any problem in normal quantities. So that's cool to know that processing your food by cooking it will help block the goitrogens. Isn't that cool, Ginny?
Yeah, I think that's very, very neat. Absolutely, because that's what all the raw people go on about is, oh, it needs to be raw, so you can get the optimal thing. But it's great. It's like, well, you can also cook out. What do they call them? The anti-nutrients, which is a big buzzword right now. Anti-nutrients, that block the uptake of different things. But yeah, just steam them or cook them, and
And
yeah, and.
this author even, goes further and says you don't have to cook the life out of them. They don't have to be mushy. They're just normal cooking or steaming should do the trick. And that's cool to know because, golly, we're having to avoid so many things these days. I don't want people to think they have to avoid good foods.
Exactly. Thank you, Carolyn. That's great. I want to just share that Newer Television, in an encouragement to Diana, said, I gave PicoSilver to a friend who had dental surgery with an infection, weeks of treatment with an antibiotic, daily pain. And when I gave her the PicoSilver, she tells me the next day her toothache was gone. And of course, that happened to my girlfriend, Nikki, many years ago. She healed her own abscess with Pico Silver. So it has some very serious properties to it. It has a wonderful dynamic that you can really rely on.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you very much. That's wonderful.
Okay, we've
Okay.
got 6 minutes. What else do you want to do for to the top of the hour, Carolyn?
Oh, well,
Oh.
we can go over a minute. Rachel loves it when I say that. Well, here's something in my Death by Modern Medicine category. It's about AFib. And they're talking about the American College of Cardiology, American Heart Association, American College of Chest Physicians, the Heart Rhythm Society have issued an updated guideline for preventing and optimally managing atrial fibrillation. So they have these classifications of AFib now. AFib is big because once they got these new blood thinners, they thought, oh, okay, we can really treat AFib now. We don't have to bleed people to death with rat poison. But anyway, so they say, look at this, Ginny. The good news for many people, this doctor says, is that coffee, which has had a bad reputation, is okay. The latest data shows it does not seem to exacerbate atrial fibrillation. And we could probably give lists and lists of people who tell us coffee makes me worse. So they're just lying to people here. You know, doctors kind of pat people on the head. Oh, you can do this, you can do that. Just do our, what's their treatment? Our catheter ablation of AFib is given as the class one indication as a first line therapy superior to drug therapy. So that's where they've gone. There's no need to try pharmacological therapies after a discussion between the patient and doctor. And like, there's absolutely no talk about magnesium and potassium. So they're, you know, they're going for the big bucks with the surgical treatment. And look at this, another death by modern medicine. And I say that for people who are new. I wrote a book in 2005 called Death by Modern Medicine, and all the things I talk about in that, gosh, 600-page book, they're all being revealed now. There's a type of headache called medication overuse. Headache, medication overuse, headache. And they make this stupid jokes in the headlines saying it's a pain to treat. They act like they're comedians, these silly doctors. So around half of all patients with chronic headache or migraine overuse their medication. They overuse their medication because it's not working, and it leads to aggravation or new types of headaches. It's medication overuse headache is the third most common type of headache, affecting some 60 million people. But when you stop the medication, the patient has withdrawal headaches, nausea, vomiting, arterial hypertension, tachycardia, sleep disturbance, anxiety, and restlessness. And, you know, big news flash, there's no consensus on how best to treat medication overuse headache. Isn't that incredible? And we know from, I mean, you can read in The Magnesium Miracle and probably in my new book. Oh, let's promote my new book for the last 5 minutes, Ginny. You can read about how magnesium is the treatment for migraines and for cluster headaches and for tension headaches. Magnesium is the treatment, and to get enough, then you use REMAG. And what's my newest book, Ginny? Let's hear all about it.
Yes, it is at drcarolyndean.com, drcarolyndean.com. And it is Magnesium, the Missing Link to Total Health. And when you go to the website up in the corner, it'll say, get your book, and you can go directly to Amazon and get the EPUB, or you can get the, or Kindle, or you can get the print on demand version. And it is fantastic. It has 13 different aspects of magnesium deficiency and supplementation that you need to consider, including an update on the mitochondria, something about the microbiome, and all kinds of things. So you'll find all the health conditions that are traditionally misdiagnosed as diseases, but they're really just magnesium deficiency. And then you'll find Dr. Dean's thoughts on a couple other things. It's a very easy book to read, and it is a fantastic book to share with friends, especially people who aren't as knowledgeable as some of our longtime customers. So please don't hesitate to take advantage of it. Really, really want people to become informed about magnesium because, as you've seen and just heard from us tonight, just using your REMAG, REMITE, and REALIGN. Is enough to put you over the top in many circumstances where people are recommending supplementation for different aspects of health. And it does way more than most people even know. I mean, way more. And we continue to, and Dr. Dean's writing about it, the methylation, writing about the food, the anti-nutrient push, people not understanding. The proper way to consume vegetables and how to consider them as part of their diet. She's writing about the different types of magnesium and why there's so much confusion in the magnesium marketplace about compounds and what you need, and do I need seven different magnesiums? All these things. She's constantly writing about and expanding so that people really understand what it is that we're talking about. REMAG, the role of REMAG, the role of magnesium, a stabilized ion of magnesium in the enzyme function of the body. If you have are saturated with magnesium, you can practically write off 65 different health conditions off your list of things to be worried about. And as Carolyn said, probably the most thing that every one of our customers can be guilty about is not taking enough. And if you want to know if you're saturated or not, all you have to do is take a magnesium RBC test. And in most states, you can even order that yourself off online. You can just go to, request a test and order a $49 magnesium. Might be more now, thanks to our current inflationary situation. I won't blame any political party, but you'll see how much they are now. Might be a little bit more, but the point is, get a magnesium RBC test, see where you're at, and then adjust accordingly, because you could have been taking it for a year and really not reached that saturation level yet. So go ahead.
Yeah, and with the RBC test, you want to be at the highest level. Do not be satisfied with just sneaking over the low end of normal. You want to be at the high end of normal to be saturated, because it's still not the best test. The ionized magnesium test is the best test, but that's not going to be available to the public, I don't think, for a while. But our research studies use the ionized magnesium test to help prove it. But look at this, Ginny. I went to Amazon just to see what it looked like on Amazon. You can get a Kindle of Magnesium, The Missing Link to Total Health. It's called Revised, because the first issuing of this, they botched the formatting, so we had to update it. The Kindle is only $4.99. This is a bargain. And
Oh
the
yeah,
paper,
it's an incredible. Yes.
right? And the paperback is only $9.99, and it's free delivery.
Yeah.
I did. This is awesome. So you don't have to pay the, $4 or $5 for delivery. That is incredible. So, I mean, that's the book you want to get in bulk. We've ordered a couple hundred copies to be able to give out to people. And if you go through the table of contents, I drove Melody Rose crazy, because I said I want a extensive table of contents, because we didn't do a index at the back. So I said we have to have a table of contents, because you can see the whole overview of the book. The second chapter, Exploring Magnesium Facts. 1, 80% of known metabolic functions. 2, most people are magnesium deficient. 3, calcium depletes magnesium. And then I have a whole bunch of subheadings on calcium. 4, the many reasons for magnesium deficiency. And then a whole bunch of reasons. And it just goes on. Magnesium and mitochondria. Sheer magnesium testing is worthless. Telomeres hold the key to aging. And magnesium, it protects our telomeres. Long COVID is the new face of magnesium deficiency. Sufficient magnesium is integral to building what? Everything. So it was a great, fun book actually to write, because I was able to condense it. I think up to the appendices, it's only, like 100 pages or so. So it's an easy read. It's an intense read. And after the facts, I actually go into the 65 magnesium deficiency diseases. Now, I'm not really allowed to talk about magnesium helping diseases, and I don't really. I just talk about the acid reflux, adrenal fatigue, Alzheimer's, angina, anxiety, arthritis, asthma, atherosclerosis, atrial fibrillation. That's just the A's. And the blood clots, a bowel disease, cystic fibrosis, and then into the D's, diabetes, fatigue, headaches, infection, inflammation, kidney stones, jumping into restless legs, stroke. It's incredible. You can look up the diseases in the table of contents, and I think you can click to the disease to the diseases, but it's a great little book. And then because we're not allowed to say that our formulas help these conditions, we've put in chapter four the case for completements, because we call our formulas completement formulas. And we talk about magnesium and vitamin and mineral cofactors, vitamin D, B complex, zinc, potassium, vitamin C. So yeah, it's all you need to know, and the type of book that you can give to your friends and family. In Appendix A, I do list the formulas and talk a bit about them so that people can see what we do have available. So, anything to add to all that wonderfulness, Ginny?
Well, I think that Stephanie was saying earlier that she had to turn up the volume so her husband could hear all the great things you were saying about magnesium. So I think the thing I'd like to stress is buy a copy for your husband, or bring him back to the show and keep the volume blasting, because anybody who cares about another person's health wants to make sure they have magnesium. I mean, that's just it. It's so central to the biological function of the body. So we really want to make sure. And if your wife is pestering you, it's just because she loves you and she knows what it means for you to have it, so that it reinforces your life force, absolutely.
And what else do we have to tell people? Get your nebulizer for your picosilver, for any sort of postnasal drip or sinuses. I even think people who get bags under their eyes, that can be sort of a buildup of sinus mucus, and you can avoid that with nebulizing and little handheld nebulizer. I'm going to talk about sinusitis, overgrowth, and sleep apnea next week, and what else? Going to talk more about death by modern medicine. Oh, the Ozempic update. Oh my gosh. Seriously, Ginny? They are trying to say that there are eight major health benefits on Ozempic. It's not just about weight loss. And it's such bullshit because everything they talk about is benefited by weight loss. So they crash a person's weight and say, oh, all these diseases are better. And then another team is kind of looking at, oh, there's a lot of side effects. What are we going to do? The FDA is investigating suicidal thoughts, alopecia, loss of hair, and a swallowing problem called aspiration. And they want to do a 3-month Ozempic shot now, where you just do a shot every 3 months, and it totally wrecks, the hormones that are being affected by Ozempic. And yeah, the toxicity reports, Texas Poisons Control Center has seen a 500% increase in calls related to these drugs. It's unbelievable. They are pushing the heck out of these drugs so they can sell as much as they can before it's pulled off the market.
Yeah, it's pretty well, as I said, your good friend Dr. Jason Fung, who is a nephrologist, he's predominantly concerned with the kidneys. He broke rank with the kidney community when he started to promote magnesium and also to try to find a cure for diabetes because he was recommending so many people for dialysis that was breaking his heart. So maybe because of his motivation around just getting relief to the kidneys, he's touting this drug as being some kind of a miracle cure because it causes people to stop eating. You know, they just don't eat. So he's a big, you know, he's come out as a big fan of this. And so it's, you know, very interesting because it's horrible. On the one hand, you know, they say that if you lose 20 pounds on Ozempic, 5 of those pounds are going to be fat, and 15 of those pounds are going to be tissue and muscle weight.
Oh my gosh.
So,
That's
I mean, I'm glad you have your kidneys, but you're just losing your whole physiological density, you know?
No, it's criminal, and it just shows that the drug companies they're just interested in the bottom line, the cash dollar, and they don't really care about the patients. So yeah, we have to be very careful. Our friend Germaine, she says that she has 10 girlfriends who are on Ozempic. 10.
Wow.
She used to live in LA, so she knows that whole Hollywood crowd, but unbelievable. I mean, I don't know anybody who's on it, but I'm out of the mainstream for sure. But anyway, it's just unbelievable how
Yeah.
everybody ignores kind of what's in front of their eyes.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy. It is absolutely pretty crazy. Oh, well, that's the reason why we have to press on. We have to be back next Monday. We have to stay the course, and we have to keep getting out the word that if you care for your health, there are moderate, reasonable solutions that you can really take advantage of and thrive.
So go to the chat and find something positive to end on.
Okay, Elma, our wonderful, most beautiful Elma says, my husband is drinking Remag and all the minerals, and he doesn't complain one bit.
Good for you, Alma. That's wonderful.
There's Elma. She's getting it done. Yeah, she's awesome. She's
Yeah,
awesome.
that's perfect. Yes, I mean, I was saying to Jermaine, her fiance, maybe he's not taking the minerals as he should. So I said, look, we have to take care of these people. They're too dumb to do it themselves. So make up his water bottle, like I do with Bob. I make up his electrolytes and then he drinks it through the day. But left to their own devices, men aren't going to bother. And if we want them to be healthy, we do. We can't, make this line in the sand. I'm not going to make your minerals. You have to take your own. No, they won't.
That's
Most of them
right.
just won't.
That's right.
I mean, your Greg takes his, I know that,
He
but
does.
most guys won't. So we have to hold their little hands and treat them like the babies they are and give them their minerals.
Well, they just don't get it. They have other things on their mind or whatever, you know, and maybe they're tough or whatever it is. But I think Elma's husband understands. More than anything, she cares about his health. And if your wife didn't care about your health, I'd be worried about that. I'd be like, now, what kind of spouse is not worried about my health? You know, are they looking forward to my demise? So I think, and I know a lot of our customers are great. They care and they really partner very well. So kudos to Alma tonight for sure.
Yeah, thank you, everybody. It's been a wonderful, wonderful meeting of minds.
That's right. Wonderful. Much mahalo to everybody. And of course, to Melody Rose, who keeps the chat line moving forward, and everybody else. Thank you for being here. And we're going to see you next week.
Awesome. Okay, aloha, everybody.
Yes, aloha. Thank you.
You have been listening to Dr. Carolyn Dean, the Doctor of the Future. Become a member of drcarolyndean.com and get access to all her leading edge of creation information, as well as archives, webinars, and other valuable media resources. Join Dr. Dean and Ginny Almighty same time again next week.